Kelly Ferrari, and I'm the chlamydia screening program nurse for Hertfordshire. Chlamydia and chlamydia testing is really vital, that it's an all year round thing that's going on. But because when people are attending uni and starting new at college and freshers' fairs, it's a really good time for us to promote the service and let young people know what we do and what the guidelines are in terms of when they should be testing for chlamydia, and making them aware of how easy it is to test for chlamydia.
And in terms of the test itself, how complex is it? I mean, is it a reasonably straightforward thing to do?
It's really, really easy and totally confidential. It's a simple pee in the pot test, very easily spread, but the good thing about it is it's very easily treated if we pick it up. So if we pick it up, they'll get a text message where they ring us. We let them know where to go and pick up their free antibiotics. It is very, very common. It's 1 in 12 people under 25 are testing positive for chlamydia. If it's left untreated, it can lead to infertility in both males and females. So it does affect sperm quality in males, and it can block fallopian tubes in females, which is why we know that this age group, the under 25s, those that are sexually active and not using condoms, are at a high risk of catching or passing chlamydia on. And the reason for testing is that the sooner that you get tested, and if we find that positive result, we can get you easily treated. As we know, the long-term effects of infertility can be really devastating. Quite often what we hear from young men is when we talk about the infertility, they seem to think it is all just going to be a woman's issue. One of the long-term consequences also, which is more common in men than women, is to get a thing which we call Reiter's syndrome. And Reiter's syndrome, one of the main symptoms with that is a really nasty form of arthritis. So we're urging young men, if they're not this stage, they're saying they're not really worried about their fertility, to think about the long-term consequences that come with having Reiter's syndrome and having sort of untreatable arthritis.